Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the Greek writer Nikos Kazantzakis, born in Heraklion, Crete, 1883. Made his international reputation fairly late when he was 56 with the publication of Zorba the Greek, 1946, based on a man Kazantzakis had known, George Zorbas. His other well-known work was The Last Temptation, about a Christ on the cross who wants to cast off his divinity. Martin Scorsese adapted it for film, and the book and the movie alike were attacked by church leaders for what they called blasphemous implications. But Kazantzakis felt the book was reverent and that, he said, every free man who reads this book will love Christ more than ever before. Nonetheless, when he died, the church refused him burial in consecrated ground. He was laid to rest in a tomb outside the walls of his ancient hometown. And on his gravestone, it said, "I hope for nothing, I fear nothing, I am free." It's the birthday of Wallace Stegner, born Lake Mills, Iowa, 1909. His father had what Wallace called the pioneering itch in his bones, moved the family to North Dakota, Washington State, Montana, California, Saskatchewan, and Salt Lake City, where Stegner got into the University of Utah when he was just 16. He was finishing his dissertation when his brother died suddenly of pneumonia, then his mother died of cancer, finally his father committed suicide, and by the end of the 30s, Stegner had lost his entire family. He said he wanted to write about what happens to the pioneer virtues and the pioneer type of family when the frontiers are gone and the opportunities are all used up. His first big success was his novel The Big Rock Candy Mountain, loosely based on the experiences of his own family. Stegner was involved in the wilderness preservation movement. He said, "Something will have gone out of us as a people if we ever let the remaining wilderness be destroyed. We need wilderness preserved, as much of it as is still left, and as many kinds, because it was the challenge against which our character as a people was formed. We simply need that wild country available to us, even if we never do more than drive to its edge and look in. It can be a means of reassuring ourselves of our sanity as creatures, a part of the geography of hope." Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, entitled Cook. "Each night you come home with five continents on your hands, garlic, olive oil, saffron, anise, coriander, tea, your fingernails blackened with marjoram and thyme. Sometimes the zucchini's flesh seems like a fish steak cut into neat fillets, or the salt-rubbed eggplant yields not bitter water, but dark mystery. You cut everything to bits. No core, no kernel, no seed is sacred. You cut onions for hours and do not cry. Cut them to thin transparencies, the red ones spreading before you like fallen flowers. You cut scallions from white to green. You cut radishes, apples, broccoli. You cut oranges, watercress, romaine. You cut your fingers. You cut and cut beyond the heart of things where nothing remains. And you cut that too, scoring coup on the butcher block, leaving your mark. When you go, your feet are as pounded as brioche dough." A poem by Jane Hirschfield, Cook, from Of Gravity and Angels, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.